This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle market today?
Leslie, I wish I could give you a really good, honest answer. I don't know. I think it's more technical than is anything. We continue what we saw taking place last week, up and down, and we're not just talking about 10 or 20 cents or 50 cents or a dollar move. We're seeing limit moves in this market. Today we did see October for the second straight session, December for the first time in a while make new all-time record highs in live cattle. But by the end of the day, everything was trading lower in feeder cattle as much as limit down in places. The box beef, 20 higher on choice, 39 higher on select, moved 62 loads, thought this made kill of 115,000 head. October cattle closed down $1.35, December down 97, November feeders down 290, Jan feeders down 282, and D's hog 70 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6, the world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Positive trends in the grain market. Tom, what's shaping it there?
Leslie, I think the soybean complex is having as much effect as anything. We're behind on the harvest, especially in the eastern Corn Belt. We see better soybean basis levels, better soybean meal basis levels there, and that is giving help support to the futures market, both soybeans and soybean meal. That helps hold the corn and the wheat higher today also. Of course, also we're still seeing delayed plantings taking place in Brazil. Bottom line, Brazil will get planted. The U.S. will get harvested. These markets will probably end up fading lower down the road. December KC wheat, a penny and a quarter higher today. March up 2 1/4. December Chicago wheat up 5 3/4. December corn and March corn both up 7 3/4. November beans 20 higher. Jan beans up 19 1/2. December cotton 50 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.